Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. A Disney cartoon aimed at preschoolers features a married lesbian couple, and then I'll have your daily stock market report and extended saint of the day. Children in California are attending trans camps, and Planned Parenthood's preschool program seeks to corrupt young children. LifeSite News is reporting that an August 5th episode of Doc McStuffins, a cartoon about a little girl who dreams of becoming a doctor and fixes her toys, featured a married lesbian couple as the heads of their doll family. In the episode, entitled The Emergency Plan, an earthquake strikes the residents of the doll family and the mothers and children have to flee their house. The importance of having an emergency plan for disasters is the main thrust of the episode. Chris Nee, one of the authors of the episode, is in a same-sex marriage and said in 2012 that she was considering ways of making Doc McStuffins more pro-gay. The LGBT advocacy group GLAAD shared a video on Facebook about the episode featuring Wanda Sykes, who voiced one of the lesbian mother characters and who in real life is in a same-sex marriage.
Brandon! Stop jumping, sweet! The baby's trying to sleep!
It's a great episode. You learn a very valuable lesson because the earthquake happens, you see this family.
What's going on?
They get out of the house and they become separated.
Brandon, run! And don't stop till I say stop!
And then Doc tells them that, hey, where's your emergency meeting place? And they're like, what is this emergency meeting place? So it's teaching a family to have a plan. Like in case of an emergency, you know where to meet and also to have a kit.
Blankets, flashlights, and medical supplies will make a plan.
The diversity of the show and having an African-American little girl be the star of the show and also being a doctor, it sends a great message.
It's important to have a kit that has everything you need in case you have to leave your house quickly.
It was just such a positive role model. I am a fan of Doc McStuffins. My kids, they watch the show. With this episode, they see a family that looks like our family. We're two moms and we have a boy and a girl, two kids. It's going to be very exciting for them to see that, to see our family represented. We're a family and families stick together.
Sarah Kate Ellis, president and CEO of GLAAD, says, quote, "Shows like this reflect our real world, and today that includes the many children being raised by gay and lesbian parents who are all going to celebrate this story." And now it's time for your stock market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 33 points and as of right now is down 47 points at 22,038. The NASDAQ yesterday closed down 6 points and as of right now is down 16 points at 6,353. The S&P 500 yesterday closed down 13 points and as of right now is down 2 points at 2,472. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed down 254 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed down 97. The London FTSE 100 closed down 44 and the DAX in Germany closed down 137. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. "The woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold." Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Edith Stein was born a German Jew in 1891 and by her teen years had become an atheist. She served with the Red Cross during World War I and later worked as a teaching assistant at the University of Freiburg. Twice, she submitted habilitational theses to universities in hopes of becoming an academic chair and was rejected twice because she was a woman. While on holiday in 1921, she picked up St. Teresa of Avila's autobiography and in the course of a night was converted to Catholicism. She was baptized in 1922 and continued teaching at university despite wishing to enter into religious life. When Nazi anti-Semitic policies caused her to lose her teaching post at the university, she entered the monastery of St. Maria von Frieden in Cologne, became a discalced Carmelite, and took the name Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Her sister was also a member of this order, but was an extern member, meaning she was not cloistered and took care of the monastery's outside business. The monastery, in an effort to protect the sisters from the increasing Nazi threat, moved them to the Netherlands in 1938. When the Nazis took over the Netherlands in 1940, Sister Teresa Benedicta prepared herself for her death. After the Dutch episcopacy denounced the Nazis, all the converted Jews were rounded up, including Sister Teresa Benedicta and her sister. They were executed in the gas chambers of Auschwitz on August 9, 1942. Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, pray for us. The Associated Press on Monday spotlighted the Rainbow Day Camp in El Cerrito, California, a camp which serves transgendered children aged 4 to 12. Like other day camps, the children sing songs, make art, and play ball. AP bills Rainbow Day Camp as, quote, a place where they can use the pronoun of their choice and meet other transgender kids and adults. Rainbow Day Camp director Andrew Kramer explains how their camp safeguards children from the horrors of being othered.
They're following their creative interests, and they don't have this added stress or weight of being othered. They get to be their most authentic selves and build community with other people who understand the same life experience.
Rainbow Day camper James Kaplan.
People aren't like, oh, they're more like, okay, that's cool, and then we just move on.
Rainbow Day Camp was started by former college professor Sandra Collins, who felt her transgender daughter, meaning son who thinks he's a girl, named Scarlett, needed a comfortable place to go to camp.
You know, I used to say that the camp began out of sadness because of this experience, but a friend encouraged me to reframe it, that the camp began out of love, out of trying to create a safe space for my daughter and then other kids who were like her.
Scarlett approves of Rainbow Day Camp.
I like to be who I am, and it's not fun to be who I am not.
This year, enrollment swelled to 60 campers, and according to so-called experts like Diane Ehrensaft of the University of California San Francisco Child and Adolescent Gender Center, is this really a thing? Who says this is representative of the sharp increase in the numbers of transgender kids across the nation.
We are definitely seeing more kids, many more kids socially transitioning at very young ages. And the reason we're seeing them more is because we're looking for them and letting them be found.
The Associated Press makes sure to address skeptics who criticize the idea that children so young should be able to decide whether or not they are male or female.
We expect a two-year-old to know, I am boy, I am girl. So why can't that also apply to transgender children?
Parent Molly Maxwell says her son asserted his female gender as a toddler.
Once she learned to talk and have a voice, she was very insistent that she was not a boy, she was a girl, and to call her a girl.
James Kaplan's mother, Sarah, also opened up about losing her daughter and gaining a son.
I had to mourn the loss of my daughter and at the same time welcome my son and get to know him. And as soon as he transitioned, he was happier. He was confident.
Church Militant is reporting that Planned Parenthood now has a parenting resource section on their website to help you educate, and I use the term educate very loosely here, to help you educate your children about their sexuality. They're making sure to get these children while they're young, advising parents of preschoolers to inform their children that, quote, your genitals don't make you a boy or girl, and, quote, trying to steer your kid toward a more typical gender expression if that's not their instinct does more harm than good. Dr. Michelle Critella, president of the American College of Pediatricians, told Church Militant, quote, gender identity is malleable, especially in young children. According to an ACP article, 98% of gender-confused boys and 88% of gender-confused girls eventually accept their biological sex after naturally passing through puberty. Another gem, quote, over time, LGBTQ children who aren't supported by their parents tend to take greater risks with their health and suffer from mental health conditions at higher rates than children of supportive parents. This last statement is roundly contradicted by Walt Heyer, a former transgendered person who runs sexchangeregret.com. Mr. Heyer told Church Militant that suicide rates in the transgender community have stayed at a constant 40% for the past 100 years. Heyer also confirms that up to 60 to 70% of transgender people suffer from comorbid disorders, which sex change surgery cannot fix. And this Celestial Musings, boy, they're coming for our children, aren't they? If you haven't been disgusted enough to turn off the news by now, we'll see if you can make it through the last story. We'll see if I can make it through this last story. The Associated Press strikes again,
Please, this time with
an article entitled How to Know If Your Child is Transgender, What the Experts Say. The image associated with the article is of two children at the Rainbow Day Camp, you know, from our earlier story, and a cute-seeming little girl, but we really don't know, is leaning into a seeming little boy named Nugget. Nugget? Who has a name tag on, with his, her, name and preferred pronouns of they, them listed under the name. So the AP spoke to some gender experts to get answers to parents' most commonly answered questions, such as, my son likes to wear dresses. Is this a phase or something more? Diane Ehrensaft says, what we know is, you have a son who likes princess dresses. I would say get him the dresses. Have your child feel free to choose. Maybe they'll stop wearing dresses. Maybe they'll grow up to be gay. Celeste Youngblood says, how about just telling your little guy, you're not a princess, you're a prince. I have a friend whose son went through a phase where he liked to dress in a pillowcase formed like a dress. My friend said, it's a tunic. He's going through a tunic phase. And indeed, the tunic phase passed. My sons have donned their sister's heels and dresses, and I've not lost the opportunity to reaffirm them in their masculinity by saying, boys don't wear heels. And you know what? They weren't hurt or devastated. They smiled at the silliness of it, and we all moved on. What I don't see is giving a child the option to choose something or to choose to be something he or she is not and cannot be. That is a grave injustice to the child. What Mrs. Ehrensaft is advocating is promoting confusion in our youth by allowing them the option to embrace a lie so as to spare their feelings. Joanna Olson Kennedy, medical director of the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, says the key is to discern whether or not the child is in distress. Are you having daily battles about clothing before school? There are some things that are pretty universal. Is this the kid that everyone is trying to give Mutant Ninja Turtles to, and what they really want is the gifts their sisters are getting? You know, when I was a 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old, I played with cranes. I played with space shuttles and trucks. I was a total tomboy, and I preferred to hang around boys because the girls were mean. And I still hate dresses. But thank God, nobody was around to try to confuse me about whether or not I was a boy or a girl. Olson Kennedy also suggests going away for a weekend and living as a different gender in a place where nobody knows you or your child. She says, people have said this over and over again. Oh my God, I saw a side of my child I had never seen before. Right. So I'd love to go away for a weekend and live as somebody I'm not, too. It's called pretending, and then you return home to reality. The reality of the way God created you. The reality of where you have been placed in this world and at this time in history. The reality of who God calls you to be, which is always a much grander thing than we could ever imagine for ourselves. The reality, objective reality, which has all but vanished in our time. I really can't take much more here. Here are the early signals, according to Ehrensaft, that your child is transgender. Certain actions at a very young age, such as toddlers pulling barrettes from their hair, grabbing for their sister's dress and dolls, or throwing away their trucks. Okay, none of these strike me as unusual. My kids pulled hair ornaments out of their hair. My sons have donned the princess dresses and played dolls. Hello? They're learning how to be daddy. And their daddy, like any good daddy, holds and cuddles the babies in this house. And some kids just don't like trucks. Next. Instead of saying, I wish I was a girl, a transgender child will say, I am a girl. No, honey, you're a boy. Even if you seem to be interested in different things than other boys, you are still a boy, and it's okay to be different. But it isn't okay to pretend to be a girl when God made you specially to be a boy. He made you to grow up to be a man like your daddy with a special God-given mission to love and protect and honor girls. It's a good thing. And then I would suggest that you start seeking answers if this persists. But in our day and age, where are you going to find a doctor who will acknowledge that this is a disorder and seek the root psychological, psychiatric, or chemical imbalances that could be contributing to this gender dysphoria? Good luck with that. I really have hit my limit for today on this topic. God bless you if you've made it this far, and God help us. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.